This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Good afternoon. I'm Rob Archer. We are still tracking this kind of a motorcycle gang traveling down West Imperial Highway at Casimir Avenue, doing stunts, popping wheelies. We've got KCAL helicopter reporter Desmond Shaw. He's got the latest.
I can tell you that law enforcement is pretty much completely pulled out now, turning back around, but law enforcement's pulled out of this completely, I think, except for the fixed wing overhead. Maybe they're going to watch this for a little while, but it's just turned into a full-blown circus out here. We saw some people that were coming and even cheering them on. And, you know, you don't want to see bad behavior like this rewarded. But unless some other agency decides to get involved, LA County Sheriff's deputies or, you know, maybe Hawthorne, we are heading into Hawthorne's jurisdiction, if they want to get involved. But otherwise, it looks like these guys are likely to get away now at this point, unless the fixed wing is going to stick with these guys and then, you know, try to move some units in kind of more surreptitiously. But the fixed wing alone is going to have a lot of trouble because they're up at such an altitude where they're going to have a lot of restrictions. I mean, we're very close to LAX's airspace.
We are going to get back to this in a minute, but we told you that the death toll is going up for the fires. The Eden and Palisades fires have claimed two more lives. LA County Medical Examiner's Office released its latest report, adding a death from each of the two fires. The total count now 27. 17 from the Eden fire, 10 from Palisades. Some people who fled the Palisades fire last week, they are being allowed to return home for the first time since last Tuesday. And Craig Figner reports it's a limited area that escaped the worst of this fire.
LAPD will be allowing people to return to their homes, Brentwood, Mountain Gate, but Los Angeles Councilmember Tracy Park tells KNX News this return home, or at least the ability to, it also comes with a warning.
Folks who were evacuated in Mountain Gate, in the Brentwood community of Mountain Gate, and for residents who live east of Kentner, those folks are going to now be permitted to return home. If they have to have a valid identification with their home address to be given access. And I also want to warn folks, even though they're being allowed to go home, are going to be going home and there's no water or electricity. I just want to let people know that ahead of time.
And Councilmember Park says this change does not apply to the heart of the burn area. We're talking Pacific Palisades proper.
There are currently hundreds of workers from DWP and other agencies on the ground trying to address broken gas lines, downed power lines. There are law enforcement officers with cadaver dogs looking for human remains. And so there is active work underway to try to make that area safe so that we can start getting people either back to their homes or an opportunity to come into the main burn area and see what, if anything, is left in the Palisades.
Again, if you're part of this area where the evac order is lifted for residents, you will need your identification showing your address. I'm Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
And here is some more information on the zones recently lifted for people living in areas near the Palisades fire. Zones that are open again include north of Red Rock Road and south of Calabasas Peak Motorway, north of Mulholland and south of Stokes Canyon Road, north of Topanga Canyon Boulevard, south of Mulholland, north of Old Topanga Canyon Road, and south of Summit to Summit Motorway. Now, if you didn't catch all that, that's okay, because you can go to our website, get the complete list there, knxnews.com. LA County Sheriff's Department announcing the reopening of some areas in the Eaton fire to residents of Altadena. This covers residents that live along Canyon Crest Road into the meadows east of El Prieto Road. And they're calling this a soft closure. And what that means is that the area is closed to the general public, but it is open to disaster crews, public safety personnel, and residents with a valid ID who can prove that they live in that area. California lawmakers trying to set up protocols to make it easier for people who suffered major damage to begin the recovery effort and minimize their personal costs. Pete DiVetrio has more from the Palisades.
Sacramento, according to Assemblymember Jackie Irwin, is in the process of taking actions that will physically and fiscally enable people to get on the road to rebuilding and recovery.
You know, I think the number one priority is first to get debris removal and make sure that funding moves along as quickly quickly as possible. It is very important for residents to be able to look at their lots, look at what's happened, and move on from that. And then we have a lot of legislation that is being introduced. For me, I'm especially interested in streamlining, making sure that residents can build back as quickly as possible. But I'm also working with Assemblymember Haribian on some, making sure that people have financial support through suspending their mortgages for a number of months.
Irwin admits it may take some time to get the legislation passed simply because of the scope of the damage that still needs to be measured by teams in the fire zones. In the Palisades, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
It's 5:10, and L.A. City Councilmember Tracy Park talks in depth on the repopulation efforts on the outskirts of the Palisades fire to get people back into their homes. That is coming up as Nonstop News at 5 continues. Presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text Lemon to 40333 for a free case review. Pulmonologist at Providence St. John's Health Center in Santa Monica lost his home in the Palisades fire, but he is now focused on helping others. With us now is KNX News Chief Correspondent Charles Felbin.
Thank you. Dr. Ashraf Al-Sayegh is now trying to help people safely clean up ash and debris so they don't get sick. Doctor, thanks for being with us. I hope I got your name reasonably right.
You got it perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay. So let's talk about, first of all, what kinds of dangers are there in these areas, whether it's the Pacific Palisades or Altadena, because we're not obviously talking about just brush burning, but we're talking about a host of things, some of which we don't even know, that burnt to the ground, right?
That is exactly correct. So first of all, I mean, we have to understand that these are unprecedented times. We've never had a fire, an urban fire this large in modern United States history. And the problem is it's both a wildfire plus an urban fire. So, you know, we have all the toxins in the air from a regular brush fire, but on top of that, we have a lot of the toxins from an urban fire, meaning from the buildings, from the homes, from the cleaning supplies in the homes, from the furniture, from the cars that are burning outside. So what you end up seeing is, of course, you have you have the regular poor air quality just from a regular brush fire. But on top of that, now you have carcinogens. You have what's called VOCs, which are volatile organic compounds. And you have toxic gases that are all up in the air. And they're in the ash that's in the air.
This sounds very similar to after 9/11. I was down by the World Trade Center shortly thereafter covering it. And what you're describing sounds like what was in the air there.
Exactly. And ironically, I was a resident, a physician in training during 9/11 in New York. And I was, one of the hospitals that was helping out with the 9/11 situation. So, unfortunately, I'm experiencing this twice now. But yes, this is very, very similar to the 9/11 situation. The difference is the 9/11 situation was a smaller square footage compared to these two massive cities that are practically burned down at this point.
Okay, so now what should people do who are trying to rebuild? Actually, is it even safe for them without certain equipment to go back and visit?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, there are regular brush fire problems, but there's also these volatile organic compounds, which are carcinogens. Compounds such as asbestos, lead, silica, benzene, those are all going to be found in those areas. And they are all found attached to ash, not necessarily, it's not something that's going to go away. So smoke goes away in a few days. Ash can stay there for about 2 years. So you have to be very careful.
And there's a plan in place to get students affected by the Eaton fire back into the classroom. Karen Adams reports.
Pasadena School District officials plan a phased reopening with students all back in the classroom by early February. The fire hit the district hard. More than two-thirds of its students are in evacuated areas of the Eaton fire. Many have lost their homes. Also, 45% of the teachers and staff are in the same predicament. Five schools sustained severe damage. PUSD Superintendent Dr. Elizabeth Blanco says it's not been easy.
Seeing people that we love lose everything. We have teachers, directors, you know, just community members. And it's like every day we're planning, and then we hear about another person that lost everything. So we have to take a break and, you know, mourn that loss for them, because these are our key community and family members that have been such an integral part of the school district.
When the plan's implemented, schools furthest away from the fire zones will reopen first. That's expected to happen sometime next week. Meanwhile, students have been getting by through self-directed learning, and the school's maintenance crews have been working around the clock to remove debris and to sanitize campuses to get them ready for students. The campuses will have to pass critical environmental testing before they can reopen.
An LA City Council member talking to KDX News about the repopulation plans for the Palisades fire. That's coming up. And back now to plans to start repopulating the Palisades. Get more from LA City Councilmember Tracy Park, who tells us the people in the Mountain Gate community in Brentwood and those living east of Kentner are being allowed back, but there are some conditions.
They have to have a valid identification with their home address to be given access. And I also want to warn some folks, even though they're being allowed to go home, are going to be going home and there's no water or electricity. I just want to let people know that ahead of time. When it comes to the remaining areas, folks that are still in the mandatory evacuation areas and in Pacific Palisades proper, in the heart of the burn area, there are currently hundreds of workers from DWP and other agencies on the ground trying to address broken gas lines, broken water lines, downed power lines. There are law enforcement officers still with cadaver dogs looking for human remains. And so there is active work underway to try to make that area safe so that we can start getting people either back to their homes or an opportunity to come into the main burn area and see what, if anything, is left in the Palisades. So that is the most current information we have.
And is it for the areas where they are going to let people go back in, is it too soon when a lot of infrastructure is not available yet?
So for folks in the burn zone, all of the infrastructure is damaged. All of the pipes under the ground, all of the overhead utilities, that is all going to have to be rebuilt. And that is going to take some time. That process cannot even start until the debris removal happens. And right now, we are working with the EPA to start the process of removing the toxic, poisonous debris. That ash and rubble is in many cases full of arsenic, lead, asbestos. We don't want it to become airborne. We don't want it in our waterways or our landfills. So the cleanup is going to happen in two phases. We're working with the EPA on phase one to get the toxic materials out, and then we'll turn to phase two to get the rest. So this is going to be a long road. And for folks that are going to be returning to damaged or destroyed properties,
are you set?
I just want them to know there is not going to be much there.
Are you satisfied with the plans as they stand?
I think there are more questions than answers. I think constituents are rightly frustrated with the lack of clarity and the timelines. I am frustrated by that as well. I am trying to push the Unified Command and our utilities to do this as quickly as possible so we can get folks in. I am personally speaking to the top levels to see if we can move this along. But I think there have been a lot of communication issues. I don't think the information has been clear. I don't think it has been consistent. And I feel the frustration. So I'm stepping in here to try to give some clarity and let folks know now there are some people at least who can go home, but I am asking for others to be patient. And as I have further updates and instructions, I'll share that out immediately.
LA City Councilmember Tracy Park on plans to let people back into the Palisades fire zone. And quick look at the markets. The Dow closed down today 68, the S&P down 12, NASDAQ down 173. And now the Business of Entertainment report.
As more Hollywood studios pull back on spending, producers are turning to new sources of capital. advertising.
Advertisers have obviously funded television for a very long time, you know, really since the dawn of TV. What people say is different this time is how early they're getting involved.
Bloomberg's Lucas Shaw, who covered the story in his Screen Time newsletter, says advertisers are basically funding the production. NBC recently brought a show produced by Jimmy Fallon where contestants compete to make the best brand campaign that is essentially paid for by the brand.
Now, I don't think that that's an applicable model at scale. That's obviously very specific to advertisers. But there are some very smart people I know in the entertainment business who have reoriented their businesses to pursue this model.
A new model for a changing business. I'm Bloomberg's Lisa Mateo, KNX News 97.1 FM.
And that is your nonstop news at 5 for Thursday, presented by my Lemon Law Lawyer. Text Lemon to 40333 for a free case review.